From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Department of Food and Agriculture is funding $69 million in grants to provide nutritious foods to low-income communities enduring the pandemic. The money includes more than $6 million in nutrition grants to increase fresh fruit and vegetable offerings for shoppers in underserved California areas. Funds will also support the VeggieRx nutrition program at Fresh Approach in Concord and provide produce for Los Angeles County diabetics. Nearly twice as many meat-producing plants employ short-term foreign guest workers than in 2015, a small but growing trend, and that's according to the Investigate Midwest report. Seaboard Foods, one of the companies using H-2B guest workers, tells Agriculture.com it pays the workers the same wage and provides the same benefits as it gives domestic employees. Labor Department records show guest workers are employed at 11 meat plants nationwide. Companies can turn to foreign guest workers if they can't find enough Americans. The USDA has announced the establishment of a $400 million dairy donation program. It was put together by USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service along with the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021 and aims to facilitate timely dairy production donations while reducing food waste. It's the second part of an over $2 billion comprehensive package to help the dairy industry recover from the pandemic and improve or establish programs to make it more resilient. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.